Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The War Between Light and Dark by Naomi Rose is in its own way a story that Naomi believes most everyone has experienced. The story of suffering turning into strength. It's a collection of poetry that is split into two sections, dark and light. This book will take readers through a journey of loneliness, trauma, mental illness, shame, heartbreak, and more. The first half is where the heartbreaking takes place, where the darkness consumes its victims, where all hope seems lost. Although just like any dark tunnel, there's a light at the end. The second half consists of peace, strength, self-love, spirituality, comfort, forgiveness, and all the happiest and hopeful happenings. Each poem itself tells a story, serves its own unique purpose. Naomi Rose is a senior from a small town in Iowa, an artist, writer, musician, who developed her passion for the creative arts at a young age. Even with school, show choir, and work keeping her busy, she made an effort to write every chance she could. Inspired by others' honesty and vulnerability in their writing, wanting to impact others just like she had been impacted herself. After working on this project for a year, Naomi's writing and illustrations were put together, and The War Between Light and Dark was born. Winner, by the way, of the prestigious Plume Award for Literary Excellence, and author Naomi Rose joining us on This Week in America. Naomi, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm really, really grateful.
You know, I'm so impressed with your writing capabilities. You are a very gifted writer, and I'm looking forward to having a chance to talk about what went into this book, The War Between Light and Dark. Let's first of all talk about your creative inspiration, your inspiration for writing. Where did this come from and when?
It came a couple, maybe like 2 years ago. It started with this band that I found. That I just came across one day, this musician, Tyler Joseph. He's in the duo band 21 Pilots. Basically, my whole inspiration started with him. It was like a little seed that he planted. There was just something about, like, something about the lyrics he wrote were very, very unlike anything I'd ever heard before. They were, like, they were raw, they were real, they were personal in a way that music usually isn't, personal. I could feel what he was writing, and I could completely empathize with every part of his music and the way that he created it. And it touched me in a way that I really wanted to touch other people. I also received inspiration from a good friend of mine who also writes poetry, and we would share it with each other. And I don't know, poetry has a way of putting feelings onto a page.
Yes.
That other things can't replicate it the same way. And I thought it was a really beautiful thing, and that's kind of where it started.
No, it's interesting because you could say, let's take one of your poems, A Promise Breaker, for example. You could write that in a couple of sentences, but not have nearly the impact you have in writing it in poetry. You find that that's true, that you're capturing our attention, and suddenly we're able to relate it, and we're thinking, is this us? Is this someone we know? I mean, there's that relatability with poetry. Do you find that when you started it, that it was easy to express yourself maybe with more clarity than just writing sentences?
Oh, definitely. And that's the amazing thing about poetry is the way that you can just take so much out of something that may seem simple. Yes. Or small.
Naomi Rose is our guest on the program. The book that she's written, her first book, The War Between Light and Dark, book available at writersrepublic.com. And if you go to our website, you can link on directly, get all the information on the book. I'm surprised when you say this is basically something that happened over a course of the last couple of years. You were so talented and gifted. I thought this was something you started writing poetry at age 3 and it's developed. And it's amazing how you've captured the essence of poetry and able to write it so well. The inspiration for the book, once you're touched by the musician, once you're touched by your friend, the poet, how did you take that and apply it to writing your book? And how did you decide to write about something very heavy, The War Between Light and Dark?
Basically, it was two things. I had this want to do something meaningful. Like, I'm only 17. I'm in a town where not a lot of stuff happens. And I just wanted to find a way to impact the world. I wanted to have a specific purpose. I wanted to help people. And I found that the music that I'd heard and the poetry I'd heard from my friend, the way it impacted me, it comforted me in a way that I wanted to comfort other people. I wanted to shed light on the reality of like mental illness and suffering that people go through in their lives, because life is really hard. And I felt like this was a very necessary book, because a lot of the topics in the book aren't very talked about. And so I thought maybe the small thing I could do with publishing a book that maybe sheds light on it or elaborates on it could really touch somebody or help somebody like work through their own things.
Yes. You know, it's interesting you say that they may not want to talk about it. Once they see in a book, all of a sudden, well, it's okay. We can think about this. You know, Naomi is reaching out to me. What are some of the messages, the takeaways you hope people get when they read The War Between Light and Dark? What's the message you hope they retain?
I want people to feel not alone. I think when people struggle with whatever it is that they're struggling with, that they feel alone or misunderstood, or that nobody is there reaching out to them. And so maybe they'll shut down or they won't talk about it. And I want this book to provide them with comfort and let them know that there are people that feel the same things that they feel, and they don't have to be alone. They don't have to be isolated in any of their struggles or any of their suffering in life. And I want them to receive hope and know that, you know, even though life is dark and life isn't always easy, there's always going to be that bright tunnel at the end. There's always going to be relief after the storm. I want people to feel this presence of peace through the darkness in the book and through the light.
You do that so well. The book is The War Between Light and Dark, and you take us through those areas, those hardships in life, and then you show the light at the end of the tunnel, that this doesn't necessarily have to be where we're trapped for the rest of our lives. There is hope, and you bring that out in the book. We talked about the poetry background. Do you write other things besides poetry?
Yes. I actually started out with writing songs, since I had got my inspiration from that musician. I wrote songs starting at the beginning of, I think maybe I was 10 years old. I had just gotten my first guitar, and I just wrote a lot of songs, and I really liked the way that they made me feel. I also write short stories. I've written them for school and for fun, but poetry really just hit it home for me.
Why is that? What was it about poetry when you were experimenting with writing and doing stories and coming back to poetry, writing songs? What was it about poetry that really excited you as a writer?
Poetry was, in comparison to short stories, poetry could be, there was something more. There was always like something hidden within each page. And it was multiple stories wrapped in one. When it's just one singular short story, you have like the plot, the climax, the resolution, the characters, character development. And with a poetry book, you can have multiple stories throughout the entire poem. Each poem is a story in its own. And in comparison to songs, there's just something more simple and more, I feel like you can take more from something short and sweet like poetry can be, and sort of take what you want from it in a way that songs don't give you that much freedom.
Naomi Rose is our guest on the program. The book is The War Between Light and Dark, available at writersrepublic.com. Go to our website. You can link on and get all of the information. Naomi mentioned guitars in the video version. If you go to thisweekinamerica.us and click on videos, you'll be able to see this. It's posted on YouTube, so you'll find it. We've got those are several of your guitars in the background on the picture, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So a talented musician on top of everything else. I don't know when you find time to do all of this. And that's interesting, because this book really took a lot of thought. It's 200 pages. How long did it take you to write this book?
Surprisingly, it didn't take as long as I'd expected. It took maybe about a year and a half to write everything out and then put it all together, organize it. it was kind of it was kind of just like a floodgate that opened. Like I started writing and it just kept on coming. So yeah, it took about a year and a half.
Well, then once you get everything together, you have to put them in order. You did an excellent job of organizing the collection of your poetry. Then you have to come up with a title. That's sort of the elevator pitch. You give the title and people will be interested, possibly not interested. You nailed it with The War Between Light and Dark. How did you come up with that?
I thought that would be a perfect title for this book because I had so many poems with something light and then with something dark. And I wanted to kind of just marry the two because I feel like light and dark just completely embodies what life is, because life is never perfect. Life is never horrible. They marry each other so well. And I felt like that would be a good title to draw people in, to get people to wonder, like, what's this war between light and dark? Like, what's the purpose of it? And basically what I mean when I say the war between light and dark is it's like a battle. You have to choose every day, am I going to be okay with what I've been given, or am I going to fight against it? Am I going to be angry about it? Like, I have to choose every day if I'm going to let the light or the dark win. And it means a lot to me, and I hope it'll mean a lot to other people.
Well, and you do reach out. What's interesting is it is a daily battle that we all go through. It's pretty easy to get caught up in the darkness, and we have to realize there is light there. And you do that so well, express it so well in the book of poetry, The War Between Light and Dark. Naomi Rose is our guest. Book available at writersrepublic.com. And you can Google, and if you go to our website, you'll get a direct link to the website. The poetry is there, and then you have illustrations. Talk about that, because it's sort of tricky. You don't want to overpower. You want to complement what you're saying in the poetry, and you've done an excellent job with that as well. Talk about the use of illustrations.
I really wanted to sort of decorate the book in a way. I felt like illustrations would help draw your eye, would help you soak in the poem more. Especially if I drew like something that completely coincides with the poem. I mean, because most of the illustrations do, but some are just more interpretive. You can take what you want from the illustrations and why it's on the page with the poem. I wanted them to be more simple so they don't outweigh the poem itself. But I wanted them, I definitely wanted some pages with illustrations just to help draw your eye, help you focus in on maybe what the theme or the symbolic piece of that poem is.
And the way the poems are laid out, it is very user-friendly. You can look at the poem. You've got that there. You've got the illustration. You've got some white on the page, so it's not overwhelming. And you walk away. The messages are so well-written, and you walk away fully inspired. It's very inspirational book. The book is The War Between Light and Dark. Naomi Rose is our guest on the program. What is this meant to you, completing this book, this process that started a while ago where you were inspired yourself, you decided to write the book, put this together, all of the emotions you had to go through in writing this. Now it's there, award-winning, helping people. What's it like for you?
It's a lot of things. It's so exciting. I'm super grateful about it. It's also terrifying because before I'd even considered writing a book, or before it ever crossed my mind, it was just me and my Google Docs and writing down how I felt and writing down things. It was a way of sort of venting. It was like therapeutic for me, just because I've never been really good with like words expressing how I feel verbally. But no, I would just write and write and write, and it's like I'm completely putting myself out there, like on the pages. There I am. You can see inside my mind. It's very scary. It's very vulnerable. But I am so thankful, and I'm so happy that I am able to put myself out there, because I feel like that will really help other people who are also holding themselves back, also not asking for help when they need it. And this book overall just has meant so much to me. I've gotten so much amazing feedback from friends and family, and it's doing exactly what I want it to do. It's giving people hope. It's making people feel less alone. It's building people up. It's reminding others that, you know, the dark isn't forever. Light is always going to win at some point. It's always going to come back. And it has just meant so much. And I can't even, like, there's no words. It's just amazing.
Now, another word that comes to mind is courageous, to be able, especially at your age, to display the honesty and the vulnerability that you have in writing this. Interesting, the feedback from family and friends. Did you get some of that where, Naomi, I didn't know you were going through these struggles?
I did. I didn't receive a lot of it because I do still believe it's a hard topic for people to bring about.
Yes.
It's not a topic that makes people very comfortable. But I did receive some feedback of like worry and concern. But luckily, it's all good now. The book has really helped me get through things I didn't think I could get through. And so no, they're not too worried about me anymore. So that's good.
Well, you got a smile on your face, and you have, we did a Skype test a couple of days ago, and during the program now, a smile on your face, and you're so grateful to have the opportunity with the book to reach out to other people. One of the poems in there, Forcibly Alone, Afraid to Put Yourself Out There, the message, and you did that. Talk about that. What's that been like to put yourself out there? And did you have some second thoughts as you were writing this that maybe I'm putting myself way too much of myself out there?
Yeah. I was like, yeah, that poem is a perfect example. Because before I had always just, I wanted to reach out. I wanted to say something, anything. Like I wanted to give a hint of, oh, I need help, or I'm struggling with something. But at the end of it all, I would always find myself closing myself off or ignoring it or brushing it aside, focusing on other people, because that's what gave me joy. That made me feel better, was focusing on people who needed help instead of my own issues. And but this book, I just felt it was necessary for someone to open up, especially someone young, because it's hard with the society and growing up these days. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of expectations. And I feel as if there needed to be something real, something sincere and genuine that wasn't easy to talk about, because so many people my age and older, younger, are dealing with so many things that they can't even begin to talk about because they're so alone. They force themselves to be quiet. And overall, it's worth it to me to put myself out there, because it might help someone else put themselves out there.
You know, so well said. And for older readers, it's sort of like, wow, these young people do have thoughts, feelings, emotions, and fears. I think maybe there's a tendency to think, boy, you're 16, 17, 18 years old. You can't have a worry in the world. You go to school, you've got time to play. You don't have family obligations. You don't have mortgages to pay. You don't have kids to put through college. But it's a very difficult time, especially, well, have you found over the last year and a half with COVID and the way society has changed, has it been a particularly difficult time for you?
It has. It's been a constant, inconsistent, like, it's just been so inconsistent. Everything with school and extracurriculars, even work and socializing with other people, it's been very, very inconsistent and full of change. And change is hard to adapt to, especially when, me personally, I'm not a fan of change. But that's something I've had to grow and get more used to and be more comfortable with. But it's been a very difficult year. There's been a lot that's gone on with my personal life and then with the world itself. And I don't know, it's been a very difficult year, but I'm glad that I was still able to do something productive.
Yes, just keep your light focused at the end of the tunnel, because there is a light down there, as you point out so well in the book of poetry. The book is The War Between Light and Dark. A minute or so left here. You're a senior, not a senior in college, a senior in high school. You've been listening to the interview that we've done. You're going, no, that can't be right. She can't be a senior in high school with the maturity well beyond your years. Are you writing on another book, and what are your hopes for the future?
I am writing another book. I'm not sure about the theme or what I want, specifically the moral of the story or the message to be, but I've been writing a lot, well over poems enough to fill probably two more books. So I'm definitely planning on that. I'm not sure how I'm going to go about it, but I would like to publish another book. As for plans in the future, I really want to be a psychologist. I want to just live my life doing what I can for other people, being in listening ear for other people. And I really hope that this book can help get me to that point where I can just be someone to be there for other people. So,
Well, you're
yeah.
well on your way. Psychology would be an excellent field. Your ability to break down these complex issues and show that it's not all bad, that there is an end in sight and you can get through this, and you've done it yourself, and you've been very courageous, as I said, in sharing this with other people. It is a book that's so well written. The message is so strong, powerful. The War Between Light and Dark. Naomi Rose is the author. Book available at writersrepublic.com. Of course, the usual places as well. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Naomi, it's been a pleasure, a privilege to have you on the program. Hopefully the second book, we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Good luck with everything. Enjoy your senior year of high school, and thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's meant the world.
It has been our pleasure to help you share your message. Naomi Rose, the book is The War Between Light and Dark. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.